Gary, come on.
Good morning, Ebony. Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, America, honey. It's Monday, and unless you're living under a rock, you didn't hear this story 50 times. Here's the 51st, y'all. All right, y'all. Evelyn Lozado and her wonderful husband, Mr. Chad Johnson, also known as Chad Ochocinco, y'all. Okay, now, we all know this past weekend, y'all, it was a sad day. Evelyn was rushed to the hospital. Now, they're saying, y'all, that she was sitting in her Maserati, the one that he allegedly bought her. And, you know, evidently, they were riding, coming from dinner or whatever, and she happened to find a receipt for condoms. Number one, y'all, who keep condom receipts in their cars? Dummies. And that
running
was Chad
Ochocinco.
Oh, something happened, but he walking, riding around with it in the doggone car. But this is the deal, y'all. Everybody's, we're praying for Evelyn, y'all, but then people are saying, wait a minute. Now, didn't they just tell us on the doggone show that they were like having an open marriage or open relationship, that he was messing around with whoever he wanted to when she caught him at the restaurant with that other woman for lunch? Did they not tell us that, Ebony?
They talked about it and they were open about it, and it never seemed to come to a resolve to me. Her thing is, let me know. I'm like, no, you don't give him no
options like that to let you doggone know. Well, he let you know, girl. He used condoms. At least he was practicing safe sex, if that is a consolation. But it's just a sad thing, y'all. They say Evelyn Hunter was butthead. I didn't know black men butthead people when y'all started doing that, huh?
Headbutt.
Oh, I mean headbutt people. When that started happening.
He's a little different, though.
Yeah, I guess it is, though, child. But it's a sad, though, look, though, child. But, honey, they said she had to get stitches, child, and what have
they
you.
They said the gash or whatever the cut was 3 inches long.
Jesus.
Now, I'm not saying.
Damn, he headbutted her hard.
He sure not going
to
do this.
And they have it in the car?
In the car, honey. They said that's a new way to tell a woman to shut up, honey. Just headbutt her. But,
I think it's
watching too much Dusty Rhodes.
Exactly, hell. But, you know, that's sad. That woman, honey, you know.
I think it started off in the car, the argument. Then they got out. They was in front of their home arguing, and that's, I think, allegedly where it happened.
Yeah, well, that's what they're saying, though. But it's just not a good look, though, y'all. I mean, this woman, honey, first of all, she got rid of a good friend, Jennifer. Jennifer told her that this doggone man was no good. He told her he was no good, but she just still wanted a damn raggedy man. Well, you got your raggedy man now. He done lost his job, honey. She better keep her job, honey, with basketball.
Wait,
wife,
I thought he was on the team.
No, baby, they kicked him off. They kicked
Miami
him off, baby.
Miami Dolphin cut him.
Slipped him a letter, baby, that's right. As soon as that went down.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, dog.
I just got hit because of the moral clause. Yep. That's
what it does, honey. They letting him know that, you know what, we sick of y'all Negroes acting a doggone fool. Between you and T.I., you got to go. We're going to make an T.O.? Example.
Hit that bell.
I mean, T.O., dog.
So who T.I. play for?
T.O., Jesus, man. It's just
T.I. play for? The Young Falcons.
But, you know, but it's the same.
No, y'all at school, Gary, he get Diggum Smacks mixed up with Sugar Bell, too.
It's just early. It's just sad. I just feel sad. Though. Yeah. But, you know,
go ahead, Emmy.
I didn't want to wish bad on their wedding because everyone's like, oh, they last, this, that, and the other. Because I want black love to happen. I want it to. But they are just both so feisty.
Yes, they feisty, honey. But, they're going to get back together?
I don't think it's.
Yeah.
You know how they, when these women want these little rags.
There's a restraining order. You know, after this
Yeah,
happens,
no contact, baby.
They can't
no
have
contact.
Any contact right now. So, you know.
So, it's sad.
Now she got to wear glasses.
No, not contact. They can't see each other.
But, hey, Gary, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
When I meant to call you yesterday. I seen one of y'all founders walking through the airport. One of them old queens.
Really? Old girl?
One of them old.
A pioneer, baby.
One of them old queens. He had a little Jericho and walked through the airport dragging his feet. I said, they don't want to get in them phones.
Well, that's all right, baby. She's representing, honey. She was flying the friendly sky.
He had one on tight. He had on some of them Levi's. He had one of them little shirts and had some little necklaces.
How was that nose? That nose, did they smell? Did he smell?
Them nostrils were wide. He was
smelling.
He was switching
rip.
He was walking real slow. He one of them old sisters. He was about 60.
Walking tight.
Well, you should have spoken on it. But anyway, don't forget to check out TV One tonight, y'all, for Unsung, y'all, and Arrested Development at 9 o'clock on TV One, y'all. The Kaluna Day. That's one of my favorite summer colors, y'all. And I'm going to give this color, y'all, to Evelyn, y'all. My color today is Silent Night. On the high end, you say Silent Night. And on the low end, just say Beautiful Navy Blue, honey.
He was dragging his feet, Rick.
Boy, he was, hey, Darren. He was walking through that damn airport dragging them feet real slow. Had that look, you can tell he used to switch real fast, but he was slowing down. Like he gay, but he don't mess around with nobody no more. He just.
Baby, this girl done retired, honey. She was trying to pass it on her wings.
He had a look. He had a little burgundy jerk, girl. Hey, wait.
Stop it. Don't say that now.
They tell you to speak and take a picture.
He had some little gazelles, what them priests be wearing in the glasses.
Oh, yes.
Boy, that little queen was switching through the airport real slow, dragging the feet. And me and my boy, right. And then he was on a flight with us. He was going to Atlanta.
Oh. I never left disappointed when he was putting his luggage up top.
Boy, them nozzles was big. I said, Gary, when the T got to see this, I tried to take a damn picture.
You should have took a picture. That girl getting ready for Pride, baby. Pride about that.